This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. During a post-G20 summit news conference, President Trump responded to media questions on many subjects. He was asked if he'd made a deal with China's President Xi Jinping that would end the current trade dispute between the two countries.
We're going to continue the negotiation. We agreed that I would not be putting tariffs on the $325 billion that I would have the ability to put on if I wanted.
President Trump said current tariffs will remain, but China would continue to buy U.S. farm products. Mr. Trump also responded to questions about whether he spoke firmly with Russian President Vladimir Putin over Russia meddling and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman over the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
I have a tremendous relationship with President Xi. Nobody else would have the deal that we have. We're getting tens of billions of dollars from China coming in. A lot of things are happening. And despite that, we're moving along towards something that could be very historic. But I get along with President Putin. I get along with Mohammed from Saudi Arabia.
China has slapped its own tariffs on U.S. products, including those produced by financially strapped American farmers. U.S. President Trump says that he is willing to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas just to shake hands and say hello. Trump said at a working breakfast with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman that he made the offer to Kim as a spur-of-the-moment decision.
I'll be going to South Korea. We're going with President Moon. We were with the president in Japan for a little while, and we spoke. And all I did is put out a feeler if he'd like to meet.
President Trump said he's not absolutely sure if he will be meeting with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. It would be the third meeting between Trump and Kim, who met last June in Singapore and in February in Hanoi, Vietnam. This is VOA News. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has defended his civil rights record.